我们非常感谢主，在这个疫情非常特殊的时期，我们还有机会主带领我们一同聚集。
We're so thankful that in this unique season of pandemic, that we are allowed to gather together and pursue the Lord.
无论是在现场的弟兄姐妹。
Whether it's people here in person,
无论是在线上的弟兄姐妹
or people online,
我们相信这一次主要大大的把他的祝福倾倒下来。
We all believe the Lord will pour down His blessings abundantly.
我们奉主的名开始2021年基督见证使团夏令会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we're starting our summer conference, Testimony of Christ's Mission.
我们一起唱诗歌第131首。听啊，千万声音雷鸣。
Let us sing a hymn together, 131. Hark, 10,000 voices crying.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是都预备好了
？Brothers and sisters, are we ready?
我们都等候着一同来赞美。
Are we waiting to give Him praises?
天上千万声音雷鸣。
And there are 10,000 voices crying in heaven.
高举神羔羊。
And exalting the Lamb of God.
今天我们都加入这个赞美的行列。
And let's join this march of praise.
请姊妹为我们弹一次，我们就开始唱。
Let's listen to the melody once and we join.
赞美。
Let us all put our praises to the Lord together. Hallelujah, 赞美。Hallelujah, we praise you. Worthy is the man. Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah, 赞美。Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。
130首
Let us sing another hymn 130.
何等权柄耶稣尊名
Oh how the power of Jesus name
我的人的主他的名字叫做耶稣
And the name of our Lord is Jesus
他要将他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来
That he has delivered his people out of sin
我们的主他名叫耶稣
And the name of the Lord is Jesus
这名是超乎万名之上的名
And that is name that's above all names
他的名字是耶稣
His name is Jesus
他是万王之王万主之主
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords
晚间我们一同来称颂主的尊名
And let us praise and exalt his name together
我们请姊妹为我们先弹一次然后我们来唱130首何等权柄耶稣尊名
Let us listen to the melody once
中，我也有份，你也有份，我们都有份。
Yes, from the crowd of our Lord, you and I are part of it.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
For you are our Lord and our God.
完全你在我们的中间。
You are with us tonight.
你向我们说话，你启示你的自己。
Oh, speak to us and reveal yourself to us.
主，我们渴望与你来相会。
Oh Lord, we long to meet with you.
祝福晚上的聚会。
Lord, bless the meeting tonight.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
我们晚间第一段圣经在启示录第一章第四到第六节。
The first passage we'll read from Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 6.
不论是我们把圣经捧在手中，或是读大会手册。
And whether you have your Bible with you or you have the outline for the conference.
我相信我们都是宝贵主的话语。
I believe we all cherish the Word of God.
我读完第一处中文的圣经，我们翻译的姐妹会读英文。
And we'll read in Chinese first, then English.
第一处经文在启示录第一章第四节到第六节。
The first passage would be Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 6.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的、从死里首先复活、为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
阿们。John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come.And from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest, to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.第二处的经文在启示录第一章十二到十六节。
The second passage from first chapter of Revelation, verses 12 to 16.
十二节，我转身过来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白。如白羊毛如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands were someone like a son of man.Dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword.His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
感谢主，我们夏令会终于开始了。
We praise the Lord. We have started our summer conference.
今年我们夏令会聚会的人多一点。
And actually, the number of attendance is more than before.
因为台湾、中国大陆好多教会一起听。
Because many churches in Taiwan and China are joining us online.
所以我们在座的人少，我们聚会的人比较多得多。
Therefore, people here may be a small number, but there's a lot more people online.
今年我们第一年这样做。
And this is, we tried this out the first time.
盼望主祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless this manner.
台湾、大陆都配合得很好。
And so that Taiwan and the Chinese, China churches can join us.
我们就可以每年都这样做。
If everything works out well this time, then we can do this every year.
今年我们夏令会的题目是台湾的同工出的。
And the theme of this conference is actually suggested by co-workers in Taiwan.
我们也觉得很好，所以我们就寻求信息。
And we like their suggested theme, therefore it is our theme this year.
信息都在启示录。
And all the message will be in the book of Revelation.
启示录说到荣耀基督的启示。
Because the book of Revelation speaks of the revelation of the glorious Christ.
也说到呼召得胜者。
Also, there is a calling in this book, calling for overcomers.
启示录是一批一批的说到得胜者。
And it talks about groups and groups of overcomers.
所以信息对我们应该是很好的。
So this is a great message for us.
一开始四到七节。
In the beginning, verses 4 to 6 of chapter 1.
那是一个总开启。
And that is a grand revelation.
说到三而一的神。
It talks about our triune God.
和教会的关系。
And it's his relationship with church.
先说父神。
And starts with the Father God.
再说圣灵。
And then the Holy Spirit.
再说神的儿子。
And then the Son of God.
说到父神。
When it talks about the Father God.
实在。今在以后永在的神
He's one who was and is to come
这句话呢英中文翻的差了一点
And the Chinese translation is not as good
应该翻作昔是今是以后永是
He's the one who was and is to come
神永远是我们的一切
And God is always everything to us
从前这样
That's how it was before.
现在这样
And still is now.
直到永远一样
And will remain the same in the future.
先说父神
So it starts by talking about Father God.
然后说圣灵
And then speaks of the Holy Spirit.
宝座前的七灵
There are seven spirits standing before the throne.
这七不是个数字的意思
And the seven here is really not a number.
不是七个一个不是七倍
It's not seven or seven times.
圣经里面的数字很大的讲究。
And there's a great significance of all the numbers in the Bible.
七是丰满的数字。
Seven speaks of fullness.
七是国度的丰满。
And that is the fullness of the kingdom.
十二是永远的丰满。
And number 12 is a complete fullness.
宝座前丰满的圣灵。
And therefore, there's this fullness of spirit in front of the throne.
为什么称圣灵做丰满的圣灵?
Why do we call the spirit here the full spirit?
主耶稣死而复活。
Jesus died and resurrected.
升到荣耀。
He ascended into glory.
他将他的所是所有的。
Everything he was.
也把他所做的
Everything he has done
都放在圣灵的里面
have been included in the Holy Spirit
所以圣灵这个是旧约没有
and therefore you don't see this term in the Old Testament
新约就开始有圣灵
it all started in the New Testament
约翰福音说耶稣还没有得着荣耀
and book of John says Jesus was not glorified yet
圣灵还没有
and the Holy Spirit has not come
耶稣得着荣耀
once Jesus was glorified
才有了圣灵了
then the Holy Spirit comes
耶稣基督一切所是所有所做的都在圣灵里面
everything Jesus was and has done are included in the Holy Spirit
我讲过好多次了哈我再讲
I said this many times but let me say it one more time
圣灵是谁
who is the Holy Spirit
圣灵就是复活基督
Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ
四福音讲到道成肉身的基督
and four gospel recorded Jesus Christ in flesh
使徒行传讲圣灵
yet the book of Acts talk about the Holy Spirit
所以使徒行传又称作圣灵行传
that's why the book of Acts you can also call the Acts of the Holy Spirit
主复活了
after Jesus resurrected
行传也讲主
and the book of Acts talk about Jesus
为什么称圣灵
Why do we refer him as the Holy Spirit?
那是复活的基督。
Because Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
主复活了，主充满一切。
Once the Lord is resurrected, he fills all and in all.
耶稣基督大释放了。
And he was greatly released.
充满的圣灵。
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
然后说到神的儿子。
Then he talks about the Son of God.
先说到神的儿子的身位。
First, talk about his position.
说了三件事。
There are three aspects.
大家都听听了要记得啊。
And you have to remember what I'm going to say.
第一个，诚实做见证。
He is the faithful witness.
为什么叫诚实做见证？
Why is he referred to as the faithful witness?
做见证。
Bearing witness.
主到地上来是为做什么？
Why did Jesus come into this world?
为什么主要道成肉身了？
Why was he born into flesh?
主耶稣来到地上做见证。
He came to bear witness.
做什么见证？
What kind of witness?
做神的见证。
To be the witness of God.
主自己说从来没有人见过神。
Because prior to that, no one had seen God.
只有父怀中的独生神降下彰显。
Until the one and only Son God appeared and manifested.
主耶稣来了，把神彰显出来。
So Jesus came and he manifested how God was.
他每一个时候都在彰显神。
Every moment he manifested how God was.
他说话他彰显神。
When he spoke, he manifested God.
他不说话他也在彰显神。
When he was silent, he was also manifesting God.
做事他彰显神。
When he acted, he was manifesting God.
不做事他也彰显神。
When he did not act, he was also manifesting God.
主在地上日子不长，三十三年半。
And Jesus did not spend a lot of time on earth, only 33.5 years.
主所有的时间，每一秒钟都在彰显神。
But every second of those, he manifests God.
他彰显着真正的神。
He manifests the true God.
而在肉身里面彰显。
Through his flesh.
这从来没有过的。
And this had never happened before.
所以诚实做见证。
So he was that faithful witness.
第二件事。
Secondly.
从死里首先复活的。
He was the firstborn from the dead.
复活。只有主有复活。
Only Jesus rose from the dead.
不是主死了复活的复活。
And I'm not talking about he died and rose again.
主就是复活。
He was the resurrection.
主耶稣的生命远不能被死拘禁。
Because he has a life that cannot be bound by death.
他道成肉身就为了经过死亡。
He was born into flesh so that he can pass through death.
经过死亡把死亡废掉。
And abolish death while he passed through death.
经过死亡把死亡打败。
And he defeated death.
复活是主的最大能力。
Because resurrection is the greatest power Jesus has.
像死亡是撒旦的最大能力。
Because death was the greatest power born by Satan.
撒旦成为掌死权的魔鬼。
Satan is the devil that held the power of death.
今天死亡笼罩整个人类。
And the death is hovering over the entire human race.
整个死亡权并在撒旦手中。
And Satan holds the power of death.
主来了，把死废掉。
But when Jesus came, he abolished death.
经过死，把死废掉。
He went through death and abolished it.
复活是主的最大能力。
Therefore, resurrection is the Lord's greatest power.
罗马书第一章第一节说呀。
Romans chapter 1 verse 2 says.
论到我主耶稣基督
，and when we speak of my Lord Jesus Christ，
啊，肉身说是大卫的后裔
，he was the descendant of David in flesh，
啊，圣善的灵说
，yet according to the Holy and Good Spirit，
以复活标明他是神的儿子
，he is marked out as the Son of God through resurrection。
用原文这个字很好。
I like the original word.
就 marked out.
That he marked out.
把它标出来，他是你儿子。
But it's clearly marked that he is the Son of God.
怎么知道主耶稣是你儿子
？So how do we know Jesus is the Son of God?
复活在他身上。
Because he is resurrection.
因为复活 marked out， 把它标出来，他是你儿子。
Through the resurrection, he was marked out as the Son of God.
复活只有主有的。
And this is something only he has.
全人类没有的。
And none in the entire human race has that power.
有宗教没有的。
And no one has it.
只有主耶稣有复活。
Only Jesus has resurrection.
而他把复活赐给了教会。
And he has given unto church his resurrection.
因为主复活，我们都要复活。
Because he resurrected, we all gonna resurrect.
所以称他为第一个首先从死里复活的。
That's why it's called he was the first born from the dead.
他是第一个。
He was the first one.
我们是多少万的，我不知道，都要复活的。
And we shall all follow this first one.
你们相信复活吗？
Do you believe in resurrection?
我比你们早死，我年龄大得多。
Yeah, I'm much older than you are, so chances are I will die first.
早死迟死没关系的。
It really doesn't matter whether we die first or later.
我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
我们都要复活的。
One day we will all resurrect.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣把复活带给教会。
The Lord has brought resurrection to his church.
所以称他为首先复活的。
That's why he's the firstborn from the dead.
第三页。
The third thing about him.
到世上为君王为元首的耶稣基督。
That he is the ruler of the kings of the earth.
他是君王。
Jesus is the king.
他是元首。
And he is the head.
他和地上的君王大大不一样。
And he's significantly different from the kings of the world.
地上都有君王啊。
We have kings on earth.
美国的君王就是总统。
And the king here is our president.
地上的君王。
Kings on earth.
就是一个国家的君王啊。
And you can only be king ruling over one nation.
最多一个民族的君王。
Or one people.
主耶稣不同。
But Jesus is different.
万国的君王。
He is the king of all nations.
万民的君王。
And the king of all people.
只要你是个人，他就是你的君王。
As long as you're a human being, he is your king.
而地上的君王。
And the king of this world.
时间很短啊。
Has a very short span of ruling.
美国太短了，才四年的。
And for example, this country, you can only have 4 years each term.
做得好，第二任连任了。
If you do well, you do another 4 years.
你加四年，不过就是8年的。
So maximum 8 years.
美国的总统上任的也说听得很好。
And An inauguration speech always sounds great.
下任的演说就不大好听了。
But not when they depart.
要下去了，不会很高兴了。
Because it's not a great joy.
耶稣基督是君王。
But Jesus Christ is the king.
万世君王。
And he is the king of ages.
他生下来就是君王的。
He was born as a king.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他是首先
and he's the first.
讲了主耶稣三个见证
and these are the three aspects of
the Lord. 诚实做见证
he's that faithful witness.
他来彰显神
to manifest Jesus, God.
彰显真神
the true God.
他首先从死里复活了
he was the firstborn from the dead.
第三为君王为元首
And also, he's the ruler of all the kings of the earth.
还有跟世上的君王大大不同。
And he's very different from the kings of this earth.
世上的君王只在外面做君王。
The kings of this world can only rule over externally.
他说君王啊。
Yet when Jesus is the king.
人民到底好对他好不好，谁知道？
rulers of this world, they don't even know what's in the heart of his people.
外面怕你啊。
They may be afraid of the king.
对你讲恭敬的话。
And they show respect, say.
里面在骂你，也没有人知道啊。
But they may be mocking you inside. You will never know.
主耶稣说君王不同。
But when Jesus is the king, it's different.
我们里面的君王。
Because he is the king internal.
是我们生命的君王。
Because he's the king of our life.
我们灵魂的君王。
He's the king of our soul.
所有在主里的人都爱君王。
And all the people love their king from within.
伟大吧
Isn't that great?
将来主耶稣已经是了
And one day,
诚实做见证
that he is a faithful witness.
首先从死里复活
He was the firstborn from the dead.
为世上的君王元首
And he's the ruler of all the kings of the earth.
然后说他的工作了
And then he talks about what he did.
第一是宝血
First of all, through his blood,
用自己的血
that he has freed us
叫我们脱离罪恶
from our sins with his own blood.
这里的罪是多数的
Here, the word sin is plural.
说到外面的罪行
It talks about our sinful deeds.
我们一生犯的罪，宝血洗净
And all the sinful deeds we did in our life is washed, cleansed by the blood. Therefore, the word here, sins, is
plural.
And when we use sin, this word in singular form means the inner sin, nature. And that is not something you can be cleansed through the blood.
It
has to be cleansed through the Holy Spirit.
Therefore,
we have two kinds of cleansing.
宝血的洗,
and by the blood.
圣灵的洗,
and by the Holy Spirit.
宝血洗外面的罪行,
and the blood cleanses our outward sinful deeds.
圣灵洗里面的罪性,
and the Holy Spirit cleanses the inside and sinful nature.
年轻的弟兄姊妹要知道墓的区分有多大呀。
And young brothers and sisters, you have to know the difference.
救恩有多大。
You have to know how great the salvation is.
主耶稣用宝血,
that through his precious blood,
主的宝血, 大能力,
and there is great power and authority in his blood.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣经, 血说到人的魂,
because blood speaks of our soul life.
利未记17章11节,
in the book of Leviticus 17:11,
特别说, 活的魂在血中,
says the soul life of the living thing is in his blood.
我把这个血赐给你们,
he said, I give to you my blood.
在坛上为你们赎罪,
therefore he redeemed our sins on the altar.
魂在血中,
because there is soul life in the blood.
主为我们流血,
so when Jesus shed his blood for
那就是主为我们舍魂了,
us, means he gave his soul life for us.
主的血是到主的魂,
and his blood speaks of his soul life.
所以有大权柄,
and there's great power,
有大能力,
and great authority in it.
这个第一件事,
and that's the first thing.
说宝血,
through the blood.
然后说使我们成为国民,
and make us a kingdom.
这说到生命了,
that speaks of life.
我们蒙恩和两个地方发生关系,
and we have connection with two areas.
一个神的家,
one is connected to the house of God.
一个神的国,
one is the kingdom of God.
神的家是我们做儿女,
and the house of God speaks of the position as children.
我们在神的国中做子民,
and yet the kingdom speaks us as people of God.
两个大大的不一样的,
and these two positions are very different.
在神的家中做儿女,
to be a child in God's house,
说到生命,
speaks of a life,
说到权利,
and our privilege.
神的国中做子民,
but as a people of God's kingdom,
说到责任,
it talks about responsibility,
说到义务,
and our duties.
大家听懂了没有?
You understand that?
完全不一样的,
these two roles bear different content.
在这里说成为国民,
one hand is that here says you become a kingdom.
主把他自己的生命给了我们了,
because he has given unto us his own life.
有着永远生命,
and through his eternal life.
叫我们成为国民,
and we can become his people.
第三件事,
thirdly here,
做父神的祭司,
and make us priests of the Father God.
祭司是侍奉神的人,
and priests are people that serve God.
所有蒙恩的人,
and those who are blessed
都侍奉神,
have to serve.
你们在座听清楚了啊,
and make sure you hear this clearly, everyone.
你只要你是个神的儿女神的子民,
once you are God's child and his people,
那你就是侍奉神的人,
then you are a person who serves God.
把主耶稣三位的神说完了,
now the introduction covers the triune God.
然后第一章幕僚宣告主的得胜,
and at the end of first chapter it proclaims the victory of the Lord.
我曾死过,
and I was dead,
现在又活了,
and I'm now alive,
并且活到永永远远,
forever and ever.
手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙,
I hold in my hands the keys to Hades and death.
主经过死亡,
so Jesus passed through death and defeated death.
不会我们会想, 就下到阴间,
and he went down to Hades,
打败阴间,
and defeated the devil.
主手中拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙,
so in his hand holds the key to Hades and death.
钥匙管进出的地方,
the function key is to enter.
钥匙是到权柄啊,
it talks about a right and power.
谁拿着钥匙嘛, 谁就是主人啊,
and who has the key, then who is the master?
主得胜了,
so when Jesus overcomes,
拿着死亡阴间的钥匙,
so he held on to the key to death and Hades.
揪出了他的大得胜了。
And that represents his great victory.
下面是荣耀基督的意象。
And then it comes to the glorious vision of the Lord.
启示录的名字就启示。
And the book Revelation is all about Revelation.
一共有八次基督的启示。
And there are eight folds of Revelation of Christ.
到最后的一次。
And the very last one.
一切工作做完了。
Was when everything is completed.
是主和得胜者的最完满的结局了。
And that is the perfect grand ending for the Lord and His overcomers.
今天我们讲第一次的启示。
Tonight we talk about the very first
Revelation. 最大的一次启示。
And also the greatest one.
看见七个金灯台。
Because the vision covers seven golden lampstands.
中间站着好像人子。
And among the lampstands stood a man looks like the Son of Man.
为什么说好像人子呢？
Why does it say looks like him?
主耶稣当然是人子。
Of course, the Lord Jesus is the Son of Man.
到启示录第一章人子不同了。
Yet, when it comes to this chapter, the Son of Man is different.
和什么不同？
What's the difference?
可道成肉身的卑微耶稣大不一样了。
And this Son of Man is very different from the humble Son of God.
现在是得胜的人子。
Because here is the victorious Son of Man.
现在是得荣耀的人子。
And the glorified Son of Man.
主耶稣完全不同了。
Totally different Jesus.
就是为着教会给我们做个榜样的。
And this is for the sake of His church.
我们将来和现在也不一样了。
Because one day we will be all transformed. Figured as well.
慢慢我们会找出证据来，将来我们一定不一样。
And I can show you proof in the Bible.
我们卑微身体要改变形状了。
Because one day our bodies will be changed.
主要照着叫万有归附自己的大能。
And the Lord will transfigure us.
叫我卑贱的身体改变形状。
Transfigure a humble body and through the power that caused all things.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
And will be just like his glorious body.
一样不一样啊？
So we won't be the same.
太大不一样了。
Very different in the future.
怎么个不一样我也不知道。
And I can't really comprehend the
true difference. 太大的不一样了。
But I know it's going to be very different.
和主相似了。
We're going to be just like the Lord.
所以主耶稣也不一样。
And therefore here Jesus is different.
这里讲到都是荣耀的耶稣基督了。
Because here is the glorified Jesus Christ.
好像人子。
That's why it says it looks like him.
七个灯台围绕着主耶稣。
And he stood among seven golden
说出主和教会中间的关系。
And that speaks of the relationship between the Lord and His church.
第一章末了就解释了。
And therefore, it explained it in the second.
七个灯台就七个教会。
Those seven golden lampstands speak of His seven churches.
主耶稣站在当中。
And Jesus stood in the midst of it.
讲他身上九个特点。
And then it described the seven characteristics of the
seven. 主要照着他的特点建造教会。
And through these seven characteristics, God will establish His church.
照着他来制造教会。
And to make His church, to work on His church.
教会围绕着人子。
And all churches surround the Son of Man.
叫做灯台。
And that's the golden lamp.
教会的执事。
And the ministry of church
照明人子
is to shine, enlighten the Son of Man.
把人子照射出去
to shine forth the Son of Man.
这是我们教会的职责了。
That is our duty as church.
为什么要有教会？
So why is there a church?
我们照明主耶稣。
We're here to shine forth.
要把主耶稣照到全天下去。
We need to show forth Jesus Christ to the entire world.
这是你儿女要传福音。
And that's why children God have to preach the gospel.
我们现在南北加州每个教会福音都不大好了。
And we are not that strong in gospel preaching.
要知道传福音的珍贵啊。
We need to know how precious it is to preach the gospel.
是基督徒的天职啊。
And that is a given duty.
我们必须要传福音啊。
We have to share the good news.
这么伟大的救主。
Because he is such a great savior.
这么伟大的救恩。
And wonderful salvation.
我们不传我们就该死。
And woe to us if we don't share.
要传福音啊。
We have to share the gospel.
七个灯台照明人子。
The seven golden lampstands supposed shine on the Son of Man.
把人子照射到天下去。
supposed to show forth the Son of Man.
我告诉你们，福音的力量和快乐。
And the power and the rapidness of gospel preaching.
主耶稣复活了。
Once Jesus resurrected.
第一批用犹太人。
And the first group people he used was Jews.
然后用英国人。
And then England.
然后用德国人。
And the German.
现在用美国人。
Now Americans.
不是美国的中国人，我们中国人差劲了。
Not Chinese in America, but Americans.
正是用美国的白种人，他们传福音了。
And they, God used Caucasian to share the gospel.
前两年我看见那一年美国一年当中拆出去5万传道人的。
And in the past 2 years, this country sent out over 50,000 missionaries.
现在是美国人担起这个责任来了。
And the Americans are carrying that burden of gospel to preach.
一千往外传。
And then thousands and thousands were sent out.
功劳最大的是保罗。
And then Paul is the greatest among all.
保罗是第一个人把福音传向万邦。
And Paul was the very first man that preached the gospel to all nations.
开始彼得、约翰呢，只管犹太人。
And initially, Peter and John were kind of preaching just among Jews.
保罗起来了。
But when God raised up Paul,
把福音传到万邦。
He sent the gospel to all nations.
传万邦。
To all nations.
全天下传福音。
To the entire world in that time.
70年时间。
In 70 years.
福音已经在欧洲、亚洲、北非洲都有福音了。
And gospel was shared in Asia, in Europe, and Northern Africa.
人的儿子没人超我保罗的。
And there's no one has preached the gospel like Paul.
主耶稣的神的儿子不能比的。
And even the Son of God, Jesus, did not do that.
人的儿子，我想超过保罗的人没有。
You can't compare man with the Son of God, but among men, I think Paul was the best.
旧约是摩西，新约是保罗，这两个人没人比的。
And the two greatest characters, one in the Old Testament is Moses.
福音传向万邦啊！
Because he preached the gospel to all nations.
福音真是快啊！
And the speed was really rapid.
我得救的时候，
When I was saved.
国民党的末了时期。
And the nation's party was in the last days.
他们有次宣告全国基督徒的人数。
At the time, they did a statistics on the number of Christians back then.
你想多少啊？
Do you have any idea?
100万。
Maybe 1 million.
他100万就多算的了。
And actually, that was an over number.
现在前两年联合国报告，中国基督徒人口是1.2亿。
And now, according 2 years ago, United Nations statistics said there's over 120 million Christians. And in 7 decades.
就算他从100万嘛，跳到1.2亿，这福音怎么传的呀？
It jumped from 1 million to 170 million.
主大大得胜。
And the Lord has greatly triumphed in China.
尽管他们逼迫基督徒。
Even though Christians were persecuted.
他们辱骂耶稣基督。
And people mocked Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在中国大得胜。
Yet Jesus Christ greatly triumphed in China.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们中国人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are Chinese.
这是主在末了非常恩待中国人的地方。
And this is how God really has favor on over China.
主耶稣在当中。
And Jesus stood in the midst of the landscape.
控制整个教会的意义。
And he controls the meaning of churches.
造作人子，制造教会。
And the light shines up, according to the Son of Man, he works on his churches.
教会的使命。
And the missions of the function of churches
照明基督
was to show forth Christ
也照射基督
also project Christ
主耶稣站在灯台中间9个特点
and then Jesus bears 9 characteristics
第一件事身穿长袍
first of all he was dressed long robe reaching his feet
直垂到脚
a long robe reaching down to his feet
主穿的那袍子很可能大祭司的衣服了
and that is like the robe of the great high priest
不管这个长袍有个属灵的意义
and the robe has a spiritual significance
把整个身体都遮盖了
because his entire body was covered
我们身体上的四肢百穴都遮盖了
and he covers our every part of this body
主第一个特点神圣的义
therefore this is the holy righteousness
oneness
the holy oneness
神圣的义。
And the robe represents the holy oneness.
我们中国人翻这个义也翻个合义也翻的糟糕透了。
Here the word oneness is not unity.
这个合义嘛，明明讲是两个嘛，合起来还是两个嘛。
Because unity speaks of a combining or uniting part of one. But here actually is one.
义
one oneness.
神圣的义
a holy oneness.
谁也不能。打破这个神圣的义
and no one can break that oneness.
我们神的儿女有个义啊
So children of God, we have oneness.
有一年我在香港
I remember one year I was in Hong Kong.
跟同事出去郊游
and we went out for an outing with coworkers.
大家走累了
and we were a bit tired.
看一个院子，我们进去嘛，是天主教的教堂啊
and we saw a garden. We walked in and found out to be a garden of a Catholic church.
到他院子就休息了
and we rested in their garden.
那个神父出来招待我们了
a priest, a father came out.
他知道我是传道人
and after he realized I was a minister.
他一直在找我讲话呀
so he kept on engaging conversation with me.
他不是给我讲话，给我辩论了
he actually wasn't having a conversation. He was arguing with me.
我实在不想给他两个人这个没有意义的辩论。
And I was tired of a pointless debate.
神父啊。
So I said, Father.
我和你还有很多一样的地方啊。
There are many similarities between you and me.
我们谈谈一样的地方好不好
？I said, Why don't we discuss things that are similar?
神是我们的父亲。
For example, God is our Father.
是我们的天父。
Our heavenly Father.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all His children.
我们有个义啊。
And there is this oneness.
我们都是神的儿女啊。
That we are children of God.
这件事情 never change.
And this oneness is never changed.
他也说 unchangeable.
He said, Yeah, unchangeable.
好，我说这位。你就 unchangeable， 这我们谈谈这里好不好
？I said, why don't we just end here？
不要谈真理。
Let's do not discuss about truth。
谈真理。
Let's talk about experience。
谈真理麻烦了。
Because we're gonna have a lot of arguments。
我们人的思想都跑进去了。
And we will be busy with our intellect。
真理都是圣灵掌握的。
Yet experience is controlled by the Holy Spirit。
你制造不出真理来的。
You cannot create or make pretend。
所有真理都出于圣灵。
All the spiritual experiences are from the Holy Spirit。
我们谈谈一样的好不好
？So why don't we talk about something we have in common？
我发现他是个得救的人。
And I realized that he actually was saved.
他也是个爱主的人。
Also, he loves the Lord.
对天主教太忠诚了。
Yeah, he was very loyal to Catholics.
所以他一直要跟我谈不一样的。
So he kept on trying to debate with me.
他一样我就没兴趣谈了。
And I had no interest arguing.
主耶稣有神圣的义啊。
Yeah, through Jesus Christ, we have this one.
这个义不能伤害的。
And this holy oneness cannot be destroyed.
我们有个神圣的义啊。
And we have this holy oneness.
我家里有很多人。
There are many people in my house.
亲戚很多。
I have a lot of relatives.
我自己我有六个儿女了。
Even I myself have six children.
现在长大了，他们都结婚了，我又叫他们亲戚了。
And they are fully grown and got married, so I have a lot of in-laws now.
第三代都长大了。
And I have the third generation.
那么多的人。
There are so many of them.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我说诚实话。我里面最亲近的是弟兄姊妹。
But honestly speaking, I feel the most dearest are my brothers and sisters in the church.
没有比弟兄姊妹更亲的人了。
And there's no one dearer than brothers and sisters in the church.
主有宝石把我买回来的呀。
Because we are all redeemed through the blood.
主把他自己的生命给了我们。
And Jesus has given unto us His life.
我们在教会里面的关系，任何关系不能比的。
And the relationship we have one another in the church.If nothing can compare with that.
这么多的人。
There are so many people.
我们有个神圣的义啊。
Yet, there's this one holy oneness.
这个不叫做合一。
And this is not union or unity.
合一嘛，合起来嘛，就是两个嘛。
It's not uniting different things into one.
我们就是一。
But we are one.
神圣的义。
And this holy oneness.
跟主耶稣第一个表现的。
So this is the very first characteristic here.
第二个特点。
Second.
胸前束着金带。
And there's a golden sash around his chest.
胸束着主的大爱。
Chest speaks of love.
肩膀束着主的能力。
And shoulders speak of his power.
我们扛重的东西都在肩上扛着，对不对
？Don't we carry heavy things on our shoulders?
胸前束着金带。
And There is this golden sash on his chest.
神圣能力，御书神圣的爱。
And there is this holy power controls this holy love.
中华民国的国父啊，叫孙中山先生。
And the national father of China is Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
他最喜欢讲的这叫做博爱。
And he likes the phrase.
到处写博爱两个字，到处挂了。
All inclusive love.
圣经里头没有博爱这个东西啊。
Yeah, there's no such thing in the Bible.
圣经只有神爱我们的大爱。
There's only this great love of the Father God for us.
圣经从来没说博爱啊。
And it's never this all-inclusive love.
不像主，不信主的人都要下地狱的人。
If you don't believe in the Lord, you go to hell.
这个博爱不不了的，没有办法有的呀。
Even God loves, He cannot love people like that.
神爱我们的大爱
The great love that Father God has for us
神圣的大能运输神圣的爱
And there was this holy power controls this holy love
神的爱太大了
And God's love is indeed great
无论多大
And no matter how great it is
都为着教会
It's all for the church
神只爱教会
God only loves his church
只爱他的儿女
His children
神没有不爱
And God doesn't have this all-inclusive love.
不信耶稣的人一定下地狱。
And those who deny the gospel will go to hell.
神爱我们的大爱。
And the love God has for us.
胸间束着金带。
And there's golden sash around his chest.
神圣大爱，神圣能力，运输神圣的爱。
Represents this great love was controlled by great power.
知道神多爱我们吗
Do you know how much God loves us?
知道神多爱我们吗
Do you know how much God loves us?
圣经的真理啊
And the truth in the Bible
主在十架担罪
And Jesus carried the sin on the cross
真理来说不是为着这么多的人就是为着我一个人
It's not for many people but for me alone
你们知道这件事吗
Do you know this?
所以我们就诗歌很好
And there's a hymn says well.
即使没有别人犯罪
Even if no one else has sinned.
需要主来救赎
That require his salvation.
为着我这一个魂
But just for me, the single soul.
主也要去哥哥他钉十字架
The Lord will still go to Golgotha to be crucified.
所以福音诗歌真理好的诗歌为我为我为我为我为我
That's why a lot of good hymns says for me, for me, for me
你们真懂得了不明聚会真的起来赞美主了呀
If you truly understand this then you cannot stop praising
为着我主还要去十字架
For me alone the Lord will still go to the cross
主救灵魂是一个一个一个一个人
When Jesus saves he saves one by one
不是那么多为着所有的人
He doesn't save by the groups
所以主牧养羊群的时候也是一只一只的
In the same way when he shepherds one by one
这是主爱的伟大了
And this is the greatness of the Lord's love
今天神的儿女多少啊
And there are just there are countless children of God
照今天外面统计现在这一代神的儿女有25亿
And according to the statistic, there are over 2.5 billion Christians.
整个人口多少
How many, what is the population of the world?
70亿啊80亿啊
Maybe 7 to 8 billion. But 2.5 of those are Christians.
历代的基督徒有多少啊
And how about throughout the generations?
但主牧养我们的时候
But when the Lord shepherds us,
绝对是一只一只来牧养的
He shepherds One by one.
主知道我们最小的事。
And the Lord knows even the smallest thing in our life.
主关心我们自己都没有关心的事。
And the Lord cares about things that we don't even bother to care.
主的爱太大了。
This is the great love of the Lord.
这叫做真理。
And this is the truth.
为着我的一个魂。
And for just a soul like me,
主还要去钉十字架。
The Lord will still go to the cross.
所以主对每一个人都是那样的爱。
Because He loves every single one.
头和发，白像白羊毛。
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as
像雪
as white as snow.
说到主的永远 和圣洁。
That talks about his eternity and his holiness.
主在宇宙间最年长的。
Jesus is the oldest in the entire universe.
没有比主更年长的了。
You cannot find anyone older than the Lord.
头一发白像白羊毛。
His head and his hair are white.
像雪一样。
As wool and white as snow.
主耶稣的永远。
And he is eternal.
主耶稣的圣洁。
And his holiness.
主是永远之子。
And he is a son of eternal.
有时我在台湾。
And I was in Taiwan.
我病了。
I got sick.
病了嘛，只病一天。
For a day.
一天就好了。
And I felt well after.
好了，我就去聚会了。
So I went to the church meeting.
又在这去，我坐在最后面。
And I sat at the very back.
大家正在为我的病祷告。
And the people in front of me were praying for my sickness.
我真的很受感动，他们祷告的比我自己为了病祷告迫切多了呀。
And they were so desperate, I was so touched.
那散了会了，我去讲几句话。
And after the meeting, I went up and spoke.
我的弟兄姊妹们。
And I said, brothers and sisters.
我的命很长很长。
Don't worry, I have a long life.
你有问我命有多长啊
？You ask me how long my life will
be. 我可以看见日头月亮的结局。
I'm gonna live beyond the ending of this, the sun and moon.
月亮、太阳看不见我的结局。
Yeah, the sun or moon cannot see my end.
我和主把我带到和他的永远里面了。
Because the Lord has brought me into His eternity.
所以，那个我的 family doctor.
So my family doctor.
他给我看病。
When he look at me.
我也没有病。
He said, "You have no sickness."
他说你身体很好啊。
He said, "Well, you are very fit."
你从外面，他知道我几岁了。
He knew how old I was.
说你平均啊，可以小看三十岁。
You look 30 years younger than your true age.
没有人猜出你是九十多岁吧
？And no one can guess you're in your 90s.
我那倒真是没有。
I said, well, very no, nobody has guessed it right.
他说我是你的 doctor.
He said, I'm your doctor.
你不仅外面小看三十岁，你里面也小看三十岁。
Not only your outward appearance is 30 years younger than your physical age, your inside too.
我这怎么说的呀
？I said, what do you mean?
但是我告诉你啊，人上七十岁啊。
I said, when people are reaching their 70s,
人开始老了。
The aging process starts.
很多人家也有好两种病在里面啊。
And they will have sickness here or there.
你什么都没有啊。
But you don't have any sickness.
我是你的医生，我知道你里面也很好了。
And I know you're doing great inside.
你轻轻松松活过100岁了。
You can easily make 100.
我说 doctor.
I said, doctor.
我是一个信主的人。
I believe in the Lord.
活长一点或短一点没有太大关系。
It doesn't matter whether I live long or short.
我有两个条件。
There are two conditions.
要活长有两个条件。
If I want to live long.
第一个是健康。
First, I need to be healthy.
不健康嘛，让我早回家了。
If I'm not healthy, I might as well go home.
自己受苦还叫别人受苦。
Because if I'm sick, I cause other people suffering, including myself.
第二件事要有用。
Secondly, if I want to live long, I have to be useful.
还有人需要我活着的。
That you know, people rely for my.
没有人需要我活着，我也回家了。
If no one needs me on earth, I might as well go home in heaven.
我们命长一点，命短一点，这个对我们问题很小。
Actually, whether I live long or short, it's pointless.
我们将来要有永远生命啊。
Because we have eternal life.
医生啊，听到不懂我的话。
And the doctor could not understand what I was saying.
弟兄姊妹们，我们活在地上。
Dear brothers and sisters, we live on earth.
我们有永远生命。
We have everlasting life.
和主的永远和圣洁发生关系。
And we have His eternity and holiness.
所以希伯来书讲永远这个是最多了。
And the word eternity or eternal appeared the most many times in the book Hebrews.
永远的爱。
His eternal love.
神的救赎，永远的救赎。
His eternal redemption.
主赎罪的事叫永远赎罪的事。
And his eternal salvation.
神的旨意叫永远的旨意。
And his eternal will.
都加上了永远。
Every term, every noun has the.
十二次提到永远。
For 12 times, eternal was mentioned.
这不永远的书啊。
So the book of Hebrew is the book of eternity.
我们神的儿女都和永远发生关系的。
And we children of God have a lot to do with eternity.
所以我们现在活着要为着永远活着啊。
Therefore, when we live on earth, we live for eternity.
头一发髻白罗白羊毛。
And his head and hair are white as wool and white as snow.
第四眼目如火焰。
And his eyes like blazing fire.
主的火焰眼睛。
And Jesus' eyes like blazing fire.
为着光照。
So that he can shine light.
为着焚烧。
So he can burn.
为着启示。
He can reveal.
主的火焰眼目啊。
His blazing fire eyes.
彼得最懂了。
Peter understands that well.
主耶稣本来就告诉彼得。
Because the Lord has advised Peter.
鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
And before the croak, the cock crowed three times, you will deny my name three times.
我们不认主啊。
And Peter did not believe that.
彼得说，我就是要和你一起死，我也不会否认你。
Peter said, I would rather die than deny your name.
主也不说了。
And then Jesus did not say anything. Because Peter's gonna go through that.
这么大的一个彼得。
And this great Peter.
这个小侍女面前否认主啊。
And denied the name of the Lord before a little maid.
我刚刚信主的时候啊。
When I just believe in the Lord.
读圣经很看不起彼得了。
And actually, I despise Peter when I read what he did.
那更不认识自己了。
That was because I did not know myself enough.
也没看见彼得后来改变了怎么厉害。
And I didn't even know what happened to Peter later on.
看不起彼得。
I despised him.
这样否认主的人。
That he denied the Lord like that.
我才不会。
I would never do that.
那就不认识自己了。
That's because I did not know myself.
彼得三次不认主。
For three times, Peter denied the name of the Lord.
我想彼得自己也没想到。
And I think he was surprised too.
第三次不认主最不像话了。
And the third time was the worst.
他咒起誓不认主。
He swore, he cursed.
这个难听不难听啊？
And that was really bad.
我若认识他，我就怎样发咒起誓了。
And I did not know him, I swear, I cursed.
正在他这个样发咒起誓不认主啊。
While he was doing that, denying the name of the Lord.
耶稣回头一看。
The Lord turned around and looked at him.
彼得看见主的眼光了。
And Peter saw the eyes of the Lord.
照到彼得灵魂的深处去了。
And that blazing fire shone into the depth of his heart.
彼得出去痛苦啊。
The Bible says Peter went out and wept.
整个天然生命垮下来了。
His entire natural life collapsed.
你再不否认主了。
And he no longer denied his name.
照着传说彼得最后还是殉道了。
And at the end, he was martyred for the Lord.
彼得认识主的眼睛。
Peter recognized the eyes of the Lord.
我想就回头一看。
When Jesus turned around and looked at him.
不是责备的意思。
Jesus was not rebuking him.
责备不会叫人悔改的。
Because rebuking doesn't cause people to repent.
是什么眼光我也不知道。
I don't know what kind of expression was in Jesus' eyes.
但是火焰眼目啊。
But I know his eyes are light.
一下把彼得整个的人照亮了。
And enlighten his entire soul.
彼得出去痛苦啊。
So Peter went out and wept.
彼得整个天然生命倒下来了。
His entire natural life collapsed.
主还让他做教会领袖啊。
But the Lord still made him the leader of the church.
你读圣经有本小的书叫 And Peter 和彼得。
And Watchman Nee had a book titled And Peter.
主耶稣第一个遇见的是姊妹。
And when Jesus resurrected, the first person he encountered was a woman.
他们到坟墓去看主。
And they went to the tomb to see.
也是姊妹们第一看见复活基督了。
And those sisters were the first people that saw resurrected.
告诉我的门徒。
The Lord says to tell my disciples.
主加了三个字叫和彼得。
And Peter.
因为彼得失败的太厉害了。
Because Peter fell badly prior to that.
彼得怎么不要痛苦啊？
So he wept, he was suffering.
彼得亲耳听主讲的。
Because Jesus told him himself.
若有人否认我。
If anyone denied my name.
我在我的父和天使面前也并不认他。
And also at the presence of my Lord and his angels, I will deny him too.
彼得就他当时彻底完了。
So Peter thought he was done.
没有想到主耶稣对姊妹们讲的话。
To his surprise,
when 告诉我的门徒,
Jesus told those women, said, go tell my disciples,
加了三个字,英文两个字就 and Peter,
and Peter,
和彼得,
and Peter,
主的爱太大了。
The Lord's love is great.
是不是说你我今天可以否认主的了?
And I'm not saying go ahead and deny the Lord.
主讲的话还是算数的。
Because what the Lord says, his principle remains.
若有人不认我,
he who denies me,
我也必不认他。
I will also deny him.
这句话永远在的。
And this principle stands forever.
彼得太特别了。
But Peter was unique.
主给他太大的爱和赦免。
And the Lord gave him such a great love and forgiveness.
彼得懂得火焰眼睛。
So Peter recognized
the Lord's eye. 我们也应该懂的。
And we should too.
全世界只有我们神的儿女承认自己是罪人的。
Only us, children of God, will admit that we are sinners.
我们是不是罪人？
Are we sinners?
好像不是啊。
Maybe? Yes?
好，我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
从心里承认是罪人的。
From our heart, we admit that we are sinners.
终于看见过主的火焰眼睛了。
And it's all because we have seen his face.
我真是一个罪人的。
I am indeed a sinner.
不，以后我们不要光说罪人。
Don't just say I'm a sinner.
要说我们是蒙恩的罪人。
But a sinner saved by grace.
我们蒙了恩典了，对不对？
We have been saved by grace, aren't we?
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
但蒙了大恩了。
Saved by grace.
我是蒙恩的罪人。
I am a sinner saved by grace.
但永远承认我是罪人。
But always know that I am a sinner.
有一次我在上海穿着福音背心出去传福音啊。
And one time I wear this gospel vest on the street.
我那里挑这个背心嘛。前面是个罪字，后面是个死。
And there are two great characters. One in the front says sin, and then one in the back says death.
有一个人他反对主嘛，他过来了。
And one person really didn't like us. He came to me.
帮我看一看。
He looked at me.
有罪，这个在街道里。
He said, "If you have sin, go to the jail."
后面写个死字。
And you have
a. 你死了就会在棺材里。
Then go stay in the coffin.
真是个不认识主的人了。
He truly did not know the Lord.
我当然没有表情往前走了。
And I did not say anything. I moved forward.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
为什么我说里面深处承认是罪人？
Why do we admit that we are sinners from within?
都接触过主的火焰眼目啊。
Because we all have seen the eyes of the Lord with fire.
主看过我们。
The Lord look at us.
而主的眼目太大的力量了。
And there is such a great power in His look.
我们真是认识我们自己了。
So that we know ourselves.
也认识主了。
And also we get to know the Lord.
火焰眼目。
Eyes with blazing fire.
下面说到主的脚了。
And then His feet.
脚像炉中锻炼过光明的铜。
His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace.
铜在圣经受到审判。
Brown speaks of judgment.
圣经也是最大的背叛。
And there's greatest rebel in the Bible.
科拉党的背叛。
By Kara and his
people. 撒旦亚比兰的背叛。
And his gang.
这两个族的人呢，那都是侍奉神的人。
And they were people served God.
他们背叛神。背叛摩西。
They rebelled against Moses and God.
摩西说今天要行一件事。
So Moses said, today we're going to do a thing.
叫看见的人都知道是神做的。
So everyone who witnessed this thing
will
know it's done by God.
两族的人活活的坠落阴间了。
That the earth opened and these people were swallowed alive into hell.
都死光了。
They perished.
不，圣经太奇妙了。
Bible is indeed marvelous.
后来在诗篇里面出来很好的诗篇的。
And many psalms, precious psalms, in the book of Psalms were written by the descendants.
查下来，我自己查了，科拉后裔就是撒母耳。
And that's Samuel.
当两个族都要灭亡的时候啊。
And when these two tribes were about to abolish,
神特别保留一个逃走了。
And God kept one person alive.
那是神的手让他出去的。
Through the hand of God, he escaped.
生了撒母耳。
And that, therefore, Samuel was born.
撒母耳是最属灵的执事。
And he was the most spiritual judge.
引进大卫来的。
And he brought in David.
撒母耳的了不起啊。
Samuel was a great character.
所有士师都会打仗。
And all the judges can fight.
他们也打仗。
But Samuel
保卫以色列国。
And they all fought to protect Israel.
撒母耳也打仗啊。
Samuel fought too.
撒母耳不用刀枪打仗。
But not with swords.
撒母耳用祷告得胜。
But through his prayer.
啊，这个了不起啊。
He was a great character.
撒母耳祷告打败仇敌。
And through prayer, Samuel defeated enemies.
所以撒母耳名字的意思就是神听见了。
And the meaning of his name is that God heard.
最会祷告的人。
He was the man who knows how to pray.
他带进大卫来。
And he brought in David.
从此结束了士师时代了。
And ended the era of judges.
带进君王时代了。
And brought in the era of kings.
脚像光明的铜。
His feet were like bronze.
脚两个用处。
And feet had two functions.
第一个走路。
One is to walk.
第二个脚踏
，one is to trample，
走路
，walking，
有不能抗拒的力量
，has this irresistible power。
今天主在全世界走路啊
，the Lord is walking in the entire world now。
这些年来，在中国大大的走路了
，and the Lord walks greatly in China。
中国人在主来之前是非常蒙恩的民族了
，and Chinese are greatly blessed before the second coming of the
Lord。我们得救的人数。打破教会历史的记录
，and the number of people saved in China have surpasses the record in the past。
因为教会历史得救的人，一个时代除了一个教会，没有一个地方没有一亿的人呢。
Because there's no era in the history of church that you have over 1 million believers at one time。
中国大陆的国家打破一亿了。
Yet in China there are over 100 million。
所以我每年去中国。
Every year I would go to China。
看看中国嘛，实在赶不上日本。中国赶不上日本。
And China does not surpass Japan.
日本每个地方都那么精致啊。
Japan is very delicate in every place, every corner.
但是日本人信主的很少、啊。
But there are very few Christians in Japan.
我中国人信主的太多了。
There are so many more in China.
真是蒙主的祝福啊。
They're surely blessed.
所以飞机飞过日本的时候啊。
When my plane passed through Japan.
我自己问自己，中国有福还是日本有福、啊、
？I asked myself, is Japan more blessed or China more blessed?
外面来看是赶不上日本。
Outwardly, Japan seems to be doing better.
但是想一想。中国在神面前蒙这么大的福分啊
！But China surely has been more blessed.
这么多人信主啊
！So many people that believe in God.
日本找不到多少信主的人啊
！And there are very few Christians in Japan.
中国有福
，So China is more blessed.
不管中国人民受多大的苦
，And no matter how much we suffer in China.
在神面前蒙福
，But they are blessed by God.
今天我们都中国人。
And we are Chinese.
我们都是中国的基督徒。
And we are Chinese Christians.
主特别恩待中国了。
And God blessed China.
声音像重水的声音。
And his voice is like the sound of rushing waters.
第六点了。
And this is sixth characteristic.
什么叫重水声音啊
？What is the sound of rushing waters?
我这个人呢，不大看风景。
I don't go watch scenery a lot.
有一次啊，弟兄们呢
，One time，
没有告诉我去看风景。
Without telling me in advance, my brothers brought me to go some sightseeing.
指定啊，我们去聚会了哈。
That's
好啊。
They say, Brother Z, let's go to the meeting. That's okay.
但是汽车开到 Niagara Falls 去了。
But then I noticed that we stop at Niagara Falls.
实际上，我路过了，看看 Niagara Falls。
They say, Brother Z, we're just passing by.
你搁那大瀑布啊
？Niagara Falls.
哇，这个瀑布真是伟大。
That is a magnificent fall.
我们讲话声音都不大容易听见的。
And the water sound was so loud you can't even hear each other's voice.
像万马奔腾的。
It's like millions of horses running by.
那不过是个瀑布啊。
But that was just a waterfall.
全世界四大瀑布。
And there are four great waterfalls.
有一个就在中国广西。
One is in Guangxi province.
我没去看过。
I never saw that.
还有在巴西我也没去看过。
One is in Brazil. I never visited.
我看看 Niagara Falls 够雄壮了。
Niagara Falls alone is good enough.
如果四大瀑布放在一起呢
？Imagine if you put all these four greatest falls together.
哇，那个力量太大了。
That surely is going to be a great power.
不能想象。
Beyond wrong imagination.
那也不过是湿萝卜布啊。
But after all, that's just four waterfalls.
这里是重水，把所有神的力量放在一起了。
But here, the voice like the sound of all the water.
哇，那个声音太可怕了，不能想象了。
You cannot even imagine what it's like.
主耶稣的声音叫重水的声音。
And the voice of the Lord is like the sound of many waters.
主的声音没有一个力量能够对抗。
And no one can resist that power.
重水的声音。
The sound of many rushing waters.
教会的力量。
And the power of the church.
刚才我说过了。
I shared earlier.
主一开始用犹太人。
And initially, the Lord used Jews.
然后就大大用英国人。
And then, the people in England.
英国到中国来很有名的一个人叫赫德森泰勒，知道吧？
A famous missionary from England is Hudson Taylor.
英国人德国人都了不起啊。
And these missionaries from these
countries, 他们每一个世纪都有
great,
都有口号了。
And they all have their jargon.
他们开头口号，征服非洲黑色大陆。
Conquer Africa, the black continent.
多少弟兄姊妹到非洲去殉道啊！
Therefore, many Christians went to Africa and gave their lives.
把福音传给非洲大陆啊！
To share the gospel in Africa.
到了后来一个口号呢？
And later on the slogan.
征服东南亚的两条龙。
Was to conquer the two great dragons in Asia.
那是中国人还是皇帝时代的？
And that was the time of the imperial.
中国是一条龙。
China was one of the two dragons.
日本是一条龙，两条龙。
Japan was the other one. These two dragons.
征服这两条龙。
Conquered the two dragons in Asia.
千千万万的人到中国来传福音啊。
And thousands and thousands of missionaries went to China.
中国在中国死的人真是不少啊。
And many people gave their life in China.
赫德森泰勒有传记。
And Hudson Taylor have a biography.
你们没有看过人都应该看的。
And you haven't read it, you should.
他头一个。头一面写他是最有名的话。
And on the cover or the first page, that was his most famous saying.
我若有千磅英镑。
If I had 1,000 pounds.
每一磅都为中国。
Every pound would be used for China.
我若有千条性命。
And if I have 1,000 lives.
每一条都为中国。
Every life will be for China.
他的话刚停在这里啊。
And if his saying stopped here.
我第一个感觉不敢当。
And I feel that that's just too much to bear.
你要为我们中国人舍命啊，我也不是太能信得过来。
And I just find it hard to believe that he wants to give his life for Chinese.
他下面加了一句话。
But he continued by saying.
气势为着中国。气势为着中国。并不是为了中国。
哦、oh, ，Not only for China，
乃是为着基督。
But for Christ，
这句话叫我很受感动了。
And I was greatly moved by that.
对了，我能信。
So that I believe，
你真的为中国舍命了。
That he was willing to lay down his life.
不是为了中国，是为了主啊。
It was really not for China， but for the Lord。
你真的，你这个英国人爱中国人为我们舍命，我也信不过来。
And I have hard time believing that you foreigner die for us Chinese.
气势为着中国，乃是为着基督。
It's not for China, but for Christ.
主兴起那么多的人来。
And God has raised so many people.
重水的声音。
The sound of rushing water.
地上没有力量能够阻挡的。
And there's nothing can resist that power.
右手拿着七星。
And his right hand he held 7 stars.
面貌如同烈日放，口中说吧两人的利剑。
And out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.
拿着七星第七点，这是第八点了。
And this is the 8th point.
口中说吧两人的利剑。
And out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.
击杀列国。
And to defeat and strike down nations.
有一次我从美国回台湾去。
One time I went to Taiwan from.
30几个教会的牧师长老在一起聚会，叫我讲话。
And the leaders of 30-some churches invite me to speak there.
有三个教士是从芬兰来的。
And there are 3 ministers came from Finland.
那天我讲了几句话很好。
And I said something that day.
跟蒋介石总统讲的话有点对唱了。 他叫我们都为着中国祷告。
And he asked to pray. The president at the time asked us to pray for China.
中国退出联合国了。
台湾
退出联合国。
他们要我们台湾祷告，还是为中国祷告？
为台湾祷告，我是要讲。
Okay, the president then asked us to pray for Taiwan because Taiwan withdrew from the United Nations.
我说，主讲一句话。
And I said, when the Lord speaks,
在世上你们有苦难。
He said, in this world, you will have suffering.
在我里面有平安。
But you will have peace in me.
但你们可以放心。
So you can.
因为我已经胜了世界。
For I have overcome this world.
我就讲这些圣经。
Therefore, that was the passage I shared with the leaders of churches.
向着芬兰教师大受感动。
And among them was the Finland minister. He was really moved.
向着会找我交通了。
He came to me after my sharing.
弟兄啊，我们要把芬兰一个秘密告诉你啊。
He said, brother, let me share with you a secret of our country.
苏联掌权之后啊。
After Russia ruled.
把旁边小国家都打慌了。
And he took over all the small nations around their country.
只有芬兰没有。
Only Finland survived.
到现在还是独立的。
Even till this day, we are independent Russia.
里头有一个秘密啊。
There was a secret.
苏联军队要打芬兰了。
Because at one time, Russia was trying to take us.
当他们打芬兰的时候啊。
But when they came and tried to take us.
芬兰总统是个非常虔诚的基督徒。
Our president at the time was a very reverent Christian.
全国禁食祷告啊。
He asked the entire country to fast and pray.
他们估计呢。分了抵抗力量只有三天了。
And their estimate is that we were only going to be able to stand for 3 days.
估计没有错。
And that was the correct estimate.
到了第三天，芬兰军队撤退了。
And the third day, Finland army withdrew.
就在那个时候。
Right at that point.
因为天很冷的。
Because it was in the winter, very cold.
两面都穿着白的军服啊。
And everybody was wearing white.
他们看见天上有些穿白衣服的人下来了。
And suddenly they saw a group of people dressed in white came down from heaven.
一到地上没有跟苏联军队打架。
And when they landed on earth, they did not bother to fight with soldiers from Russia.
他们稳步往前走路。
Instead, they marched forward.
苏联军队一批批倒下来。
As they marched forward, the soldier from Russia just collapsed.
死守运到莫斯科去查，没有伤。
And they carried those dead soldiers back to their country, and they could not find out the cause of death.
圣经的记载。
And according to the record in the Bible.
最后是战争。
And at the end, we're going to end the world with a war.
基督的军队和主打仗了。
And the army of Antichrist will fight with the Lord.
世界上很强的国家呀。
And even the strongest country.
主才不和他们打了。
The Lord will not bother to fight with them.
所有降临的荣光废掉他们。
But will abolish them with the glory of his descent.
用口中的气伤了他们。
With the breath out of his mouth.
站在那里，肌肉在腿上消失了。
When in the presence of the Lord, even the muscle withered.
眼睛在眼眶里面干瘪了。
And eyeballs dried up.
站在那里就死了。
They will die instantly standing.
我想圣经的记载和芬兰人所经验的差不多了。
And this is very similar to what Finland experienced.
降临的荣光废掉他们。
Through the glorious light of his descent, he can abolish living things.
口中的利剑击杀烈火。
And the sharp sword out of his mouth.
面貌如同烈日放光。
And his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
我们今天会。我还有两段四章五章没有讲。
And we didn't have time to go through chapter 4 and 5.
时间已经到了。
Because we don't have time.
我们明天再讲四章五章。
And we will continue tomorrow night.